Jaden Nelson, we have a source that tells us that you know Drake. The Drake, Steffen.
Ja. Vet du hvem Drake er? Det lurer jeg på.
Ja.
Starte med... This is correct? You know him?
Well, yeah, acquaintance, yeah. I can say that, yeah.
Yeah. How? Why?
He throws parties at his house, so I've been there a couple of times.
You've been there a couple of times to his house?
Yeah.
Because he throws parties. Yeah. Is everybody invited to these parties?
No.
So again, I have to repeat myself. How and why?
Just why you? It just happens. I don't know. Like, I have a teammate as well that knows him. So we go. And I know a couple of his friends as well. So,
what do you have to do to be invited to a party at Drake's house?
Just be cool.
That's a great answer. Just be cool. But I'm guessing being in Toronto, you kind of come across a few celebrities now and then.
Yeah, a couple. Yeah.
Is it mostly rappers or athletes?
Rappers, or athletes, especially when the NBA games, when they come, you'll see them.
Yeah, we need a few names.
LeBron, he's been in Toronto as well.
You met LeBron?
Not met him, but like in the same area. John Morant, Tory Lanez, Future. He's a Jamaican artist, Popcorn. Yeah. He's been there. So, a couple. But
is it because you are a big football player, well-known football player that you and Drake are hanging out?
I'll say that humbly. So in Toronto. Yeah.
Humble beast.
Yeah.
We'll come back to the humble beast. Yeah. We'll ask him about that as well. Og så ble det her rotet jeg med tagning 1, så det tagning 2.
Ja.
Og det går på at...
Men det var forventet.
Ja, og så var det litt med at... jeg må bare innrømme at Drake var litt kjekkere I løken når det gjelder Drake nå enn jeg var på tagning 1, kan du si?
Ja, we have to admit, he's saying that he now pretends to know Drake.
But yeah.
We know. We that were here for the first take, we know how well you don't know
but
Drake.
But he's big.
I reckon he's top 10 celebrity in the world.
I'll
right
say
now.
Top one.
Okay, and is he hanging out with Rosenborg's new player? That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Men Steffen,
best friends. Yeah.
For 2 uker så var Santer I Venen der. Mm. Han kjenner ikke Drake, da. Han kjenner jo Jukka Savalainen.
Savalainen.
Ja. Han leverte han, men det engelsk greien. Altså, jeg får litt feedback på det, og vi har jo ifølge feedbacken så har vi jo Hojones. Vet du hva det betyr? Kojones, som Baller. Faktisk kjører på med en ny runde engelsk. Da.
Ja, engelsk skal jo være et ganske greit språk å forstå. Man har gått 10 år I grunnskole I hvert fall.
Ja.
Og det har du.
Og nå har jeg byttet ut, jeg har til og med engelsk fordypning på videregående. nå har jeg byttet ut Petter med deg, og han mener jo selv at han mindre revet enn meg I engelsk. Jeg jo uenig med Petter, men hvordan engelsken din?
Det bedre enn både deg og Petter, det tror jeg tør å hevde med ganske stor
sikker. At the end of this podcast, can you please... tell us how good is Stefan's English is.
Okay, I'll read both of you.
Yeah. Yeah. 1 to 10.
Yeah, 1 to 10.
But Jason, who in the dressing room in Rosenborg has the best English?
Best you cannot English. Say Sam Rogers.
No, you cannot
can.
Say
Sam. I can't.
No, no. That's way too easy.
I'll say Edward.
Okay.
Yeah.
He lived in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
does he talk like British, like Liverpool?
Yeah,
English?
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a given. And you're signed for 4 years. Do you have any ambitions to try to learn some Norwegian?
Yeah, I'm gonna try. Yeah. It'll benefit me, so of course I'll try.
Do you know anything now?
No. No.
Wanted to try.
Så det slik at vi sitter her med Jaden og så Nelson special podcast fra Marbella. Det jo slik at mulig jeg dårlig engelsk, men fotballtrenere hører jo litt på feltet. Hva var det Frigård sa I går? You have to smell the space behind. Do you understand?
Did you hear? Geir said that?
Yeah. I seen today.
You have to smell the space behind.
Yeah.
Do you understand what he meant with that?
Yeah, I heard the coach say it before, so it was a little bit funny.
Yeah. But does it make sense, like in...
Yeah, it makes sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Du må altså lukte bakrommet, det den, yeah. You have to smell the space behind.
Husker Kjetil direkte alle
startet. But it's funny when you translate it to English.
Yeah. It's like really directly translated from Norwegian.
It's funny now.
Jeg husker Kjetil direkte alle. Remember Kjetil when in Norway, when after in the breaks, the place we're going to go for drink, he say, go and drink.
Go and drink. Yeah.
Because that's in Norwegian, you say, gå og drikk.
Yeah.
So we just go directly translate everything. Yeah. Go and drink.
Go and drink. Ok, litt mindre snakk om Rosenborg generelt da. Vi sitter her med Rosenborgs kliss nye 20-åring. Men det mye å ta tak I da med Rosenborg uke her og Steffen, både peng, spillertropp og avstand opp til Molde og Glimt. Tallene jo røde, så det jo, vi må jo få Berdal med snart og få til å forklare disse røde tallene.
Ja, det skriver jo mye om I disse dager, om de røde tall og hva som bakgrunnen for det. Og vi skal selvfølgelig jobbe mer med det fram mot årsmøtet, men jeg tenker at I dag vel... Det her som the main man og en mann vi mange har lyst til å bli kjent med.
Og på dagens trening, altså på tirsdags treninga, så ramler det av spillere en etter en, som gjør at onsdagens treningskamp da, mot Stabæk, den første hvor da Rekdal skulle toppe det her laget, kanskje ikke blir så toppet som Rekdal ønsker seg.
Stefano Vecchia gikk av.
Overtråkk.
Overtråkk, men vi tenker vel at han blir å spille likevel, I hvert fall det som planen, signalet. Og så det Ole Sæter, som fortsatt ikke har kommet til Spania, skal komme på onsdag på kampdag da, men har vist lugget, om ikke døvsjuk, så I hvert fall ordentlig sjuk på Ole Sæter, så han kommer ikke til å spille. Så det blir vel fort at vi får se Rasmus Vincent-Paul da,
ja.
På topp. Og Jaden, you're not gonna play tomorrow.
No.
Is that okay for you, or how does it feel?
Well, yeah, it's okay. I'll be more disappointed if it was, like a cup game or... You know, but it's exhibition, so I'll be there for Sunday. So,
but why won't you play?
Just jet lag and things like that. They want to ease me in, so you know, I trust the coaches and whatnot.
Yeah.
Og så lista jo der Augustinsson ute lenge Holse med fotballsko beina I dag på tirsdag for første gang I 2023 jogget litt rundt der med fysio Skarsheim nærmer seg han nærmer på annen hver fotballøkt nå så har du setter syk vekk jeg tråkket over og så vi krysset I fingrene da, for at Jesper Sunde Reitan Sunde han forlot jo feltet ung gutten med en stor ispose rundt kne det ikke artig når det 16 år da ut
Hva var det du kalte Jesper Nei, Reitan Sunde på trykket da?
Nei, kalten jeg trodde han var kanskje at det var noe med Vegard Alstad Sunde kokken Sunde så jeg skrev Alstad men
Jesper Alstad Sunde
Men kokken Sunde var god spiller
Ja da
Så vet vi at Jesper barnebarnet til Harald Så den grei
Ja, den grei
But Jaden, your first week with training how is your impression so far?
It's been amazing It's something that I've been looking forward to And the first week been good Teammates as well as young group They all helped me transition So it's been good so far
And we have some questions from our listeners as well. We'll take it during the podcast. And one of the questions was about the quality of the training. Perhaps it's too early for you to compare with Toronto. But what can you say about the quality so far?
I'll say it's more intense during training, like more tackles and things like that, where it will take a bit to adjust. But other than that, it's a good level.
Så hørte han slo luke på... på Allan Reitan på firkant I dag. Det en bra start for Jaden.
Did Jaden you nutmeg Allan Reitan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he was just as common as going to a party at Drake's house.
Allan was so angry, so he almost got injured because he had 7-8 seconds where it was totally mayhem in his head after the nutmeg. Men du har vært der, jeg kom jo I går, du har vært der på de første treningene, Steffen. Hva dommen?
Det jo mye av det vi har sett på trening gjennom hele vinteren. Det høy intensitet, det bra trøkk, det ja, spillerne godt sliten for å si sånn etter trening, og så har vi ikke fått sett så veldig mye av lag og sånne ting, men det har vi fått sett litt I dag da, nå mot, inn mot kamp, og vi ser jo at allerede nå så begynner man å trene inn mot, mot vikingkampen.
Ja.
Erlend Reitan jo som kjent suspendert, med etter to gule kort, så den... Det stopper trioen, det Ulrik Yttergaard, det Sam Rogers og det Markus Henriksen. Så det jo litt interessant å se. Vi ser Morten Bjørlo inn I laget I dag. Tobias Børke spiller sentralt. Og Stefano Vecchia spiller på topp sammen med Ole Sæter, tipper vi når alt det klart. Men vi har I hvert fall fått se liksom, de første signalene på hvem Kjetil tenker med. Tagset foran Pereira, selv om han har vært syk. Ja. Det interessant.
I hvert fall et, det tegn.
Det et tegn på et eller annet, tenker jeg. Så det interessant å se. Hva,
så synes jeg også, før vi går rett over på engelsk her igjen, at nå skal jo Hansen stå I morgen. Men det skal Tangvik stå på søndagen, så om den keeperkampen reell eller ikke, det veldig vanskelig å si, men det i hvert fall ikke hogd i stein enda. Når Tangvik får sjansen, så får du sjansen av grunn, tenker jeg da.
Absolutt.
Men altså tilbake til, til Jaden. Altså, 6 days ago, you signed for Rosenborg. First of all, tell us about the physical journey of the... When did you leave Toronto? When did you arrive here? How many flights and how many changes?
Yeah, I left the 6th of February. And yeah, I traveled here. I only stayed a day in Trondheim. So, and then we went to Spain or here now. So a lot of jet lag this far. So yeah, we've been managing training and whatnot so I don't get injured and whatnot. So it's been good so far.
But I heard the flight to Trondheim was delayed also for a few hours.
Yeah, it was.
So there's 14, 15, 16 hours in the flight or?
Yeah, I was stuck in London for a bit. So
yeah,
it wasn't too bad, but I was stuck in London for a bit. So that made it a bit more tough, but I'm here now.
Do you have any celebrity friends in London?
No, no. Actually, no, I don't. No.
And we stalked you that those days because for us it was important to write about this. And I remember he put something on his Instagram at some hour the traveling day.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out when your flight was leaving.
Yeah.
Just to get the first picture of you. And I saw you posted something on Instagram. So we started like, oh, he posted then.
Yeah.
Maybe he flies.
Yeah.
And then he flies.
And you probably were in London then when you posted.
Yeah.
I think so.
Probably.
How did this Rosenborg thing happened? Can you tell us about that? When did it start to hear rumors? And
well, I knew there was interest a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
When I started to do my research and whatnot, there's other teams as well in the mix. But this summer window, it sparked again. Then I realized that it could actually happen. So
Rosenborg, you heard about the interest from Rosenborg in the summer window last summer?
Yes.
What do you think then? Because it has been written that you also were a Belgian club also wanted you. We have heard it was Westerlo, the club. But what do you think, because you played for Toronto out the season there?
Yeah. It was a decision I had to make as well. There's more clubs as well, but I knew that Rosenborg, I like what they had planned for me, so it was kind of a no-brainer to come here.
When did you first talk with some from Rosenborg? Was it Mikke? Was it Kjetil?
It was Mikkel. Yeah.
When was that?
I'd say like a week before the transfer, we spoke and we had a video call and what was going to happen and where they're liking to play and everything, all the details. And then that's when I felt like Rosenborg would be a good spot for me.
But
yeah, because Toronto is a big club,
With
big players like Insigne, Bernadeschi.
Yeah.
Why is it that you want to move all across the world, basically?
Yeah.
To play in a Norwegian club.
Yeah.
Why is it so important for you as a Canadian player to come to Europe?
For me, it's all about development. And Toronto, it's amazing in terms of the big players that come in within the league, not even just Toronto. But for me, it's development. So one day I could be that big player coming back to Toronto playing there. So I felt like Rosenborg is a perfect place for me to help me do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so you say it was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But if our statistics, if you have read them good enough, you played quite regularly for Toronto in the MLS. Yeah. That's quite a good level, isn't it? You can tell, perhaps.
Yeah, good level. Good level. Yeah.
And then still you want to come to the Norwegian league. Yeah. I think it can be comparable perhaps in quality. I don't know, Stefan.
There's a lot of Norwegian players that want to go to the MLS.
Yeah.
Maybe because the money is better. Yeah. Can be for at least foreign players. But
yeah.
Have you like been comparing the levels on the leagues or?
Not much. It's more individual thought process for it, really. But I feel like Rosenborg and what I've seen now from the changings, it's a good level and a high level. So it'll just make me a better player. So that's why I chose.
Mm. And like you said, there were other clubs. Can you name drop some for us?
I won't name drop, but there's a couple of teams in France and in Germany. that I had that had a lot of interest.
Oh, I think France now, huh? Warm weather. And
yeah.
Don't talk in
Trondheim is beautiful. Yeah. Of course.
But I think we take us time to take it from the beginning, because it's not every day that a 20-year-old Canadian signs for Rosenborg. First of all, who are you, Jaden?
Jaden. a happy guy, nice guy, from Toronto as well, Canadian Jamaican descent, so I like to dance, I like food, so.
But yeah. Are you, because I read that you were born and raised in Brampton.
Yeah, Brampton.
That's
yeah.
a city.
40 minutes. It's like 20, 30 minutes outside of Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was it to grow up there?
It was good. A lot of guys or professionals that you may know now are from there on the Canadian national team. So it's a big pool of talent there in terms of football players.
Yeah.
You told me when we spoke earlier someday here that you were an underprivileged child.
Yeah.
You grew up quite poor.
Yeah.
Is that like common for the area? Is
it? No, I wouldn't say common for the area, but. For my area, a bit.
Yeah.
So, all praise to my mom, so to help me get here and all the sacrifices she had to go through to.
Yeah. Tell us about your growing up.
Yeah.
What was it like?
It wasn't that. It could have been worse. It could have been worse, but thankful to my mom, like I said, she always provided food or clothes, shoes or whatnot. Probably not, or football boots when I got older. But when I was younger. They were a bit small, but
yeah.
Well, that's what I can remember from now. So,
because Stefan has also talked to you about this before, but it is Copeland Public School thing.
Yes,
you went there to elementary school,
yeah.
And if we have seen on social medias that you are still donating money to that school,
yeah.
And that has something to do about your own upgrowing,
yeah.
Like you say, underprivileged,
yeah.
Why do you do this?
Yeah, like I said, like growing up, sometimes there wouldn't be snacks at lunchtime, you know. So, being who I am now, I'm able to provide and give back to the community, especially to a school that I've been to already. So, it's something that means a lot to me, and for me, it's bigger than football.
Because I've seen some pictures of when you visited the school.
Yeah.
Big signs with
yeah,
go Jaden, and like you're the big hero there.
Yeah, I'll say that it's a home for me. So whatever I could do to help, it's easy for me.
Yeah. What does it mean for you? Because going to that school, having the growing up as you did, and now coming back, and let's say you have made it.
Yeah.
Playing for Toronto now, playing in Europe. What's that like for you?
I wouldn't say I made it yet.
No,
but for me, it's,
you kind of made it.
Yeah, for me, it's something that I dreamt of, and now that I'm actually doing it, and on top of that, I can help people as well. It means a lot to me, and especially to my family as well. So, me being able to help my family, friends, and my community, it's big for me.
Yeah. It looked like a pretty big school. Was it 400 or 500 students or
more than that? Yeah,
okay.
More than that. Yeah.
Is that a normal size?
Yeah,
school?
Yeah. There's big schools in North America.
Yeah,
yeah.
I guess.
But why are you playing? You say soccer in Toronto?
Yeah,
as well?
Soccer. Yeah.
Because in Norway you don't say soccer.
Yeah, football. For me, it's football.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So we cannot get lost in translation.
Yeah,
I use football.
Yeah.
And that's about.
Have you played sport. American football?
At school, but like.
Yeah.
At recess, so nothing serious or school team or anything.
You could be like a good runner. Is
yeah,
that
running back.
Yeah,
it's fast. We can come back to that. But like we said, Brampton, half an hour outside Toronto, and you said many football talented players.
Yeah,
so it's a big football place.
Yeah,
and football.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. When did you start playing, and why did you choose football?
I started playing around 4, and I chose football or. Because of my grandpa,
your grandpa.
Yeah, he had a love for the game, and he put it into me basically. So, for all I know, that I always been kicking a ball. So,
has there been any other sports, or just has it always been football?
Not really. And in school, I played basketball.
Oh.
Like grade 5. I don't know what you guys call it down here, but around there, growing up, I played a little bit of basketball in school. Nothing serious. I still have soccer after school and whatnot. So. Yeah, it's always been football.
Yeah. Because you have the Maple Leafs in Toronto, you had the Raptors, and you had the Blue Jays. I didn't know about the Blue Jays, but that is baseball, isn't it?
Yeah, baseball.
So and you have the Toronto FC. So you have good teams, professional teams in four of the biggest sports in America. But it was no chance in hell that you choose ice hockey for instance.
No chance. I never honestly to this day I never played hockey in my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
But how big is Toronto FC compared to like the other like Maple Leafs and Raptors?
They're up there. Yeah? Toronto FC is a big club, especially having guys like Michael Bradley, Bernardeschi, Insigne, even Sebastian Giovinco.
Yeah.
All these guys that came to the team, it creates like Jermaine Defoe and all these guys, you know. So
Sigurd Ulstedt signed.
Exactly. You know? So
all the big stars.
Yeah, it's a big team. Yeah. It's a big team, yeah.
I tried to be professional because I'm over 40 years old now. But if Jermaine Defoe had come to my training ground, I'd be a bit starstruck.
Really?
Yeah. He's a big hero for you, huh?
I'm a big Tottenham supporter.
Tottenham, I'm Arsenal, man.
You're Arsenal? Yeah. Oh, happy days then.
Yeah, happy days, man.
Yeah, because we got a question about that as well from a listener. I think it was Ivan. What's your favorite club? Because we talk about Rosenborg, but when we just are into it, your dream is to play in one of the biggest three leagues in the Europe, England, Italy, or France, or Germany, or something. But Arsenal is your favorite club.
Yeah, Arsenal. That my was favorite the club. Yeah.
So the ultimate goal for you is to play at Arsenal.
Arsenal, or I like Barcelona as well because of Ronaldinho, and it's such a great team and the way how they play football as well. So Arsenal or Barcelona.
Why Arsenal though?
It's just my favorite team.
Yeah.
I like how they play. Especially how good they're doing now. Just even more.
Were there like any players that made you become an Arsenal fan?
Are you asking because of Martin Ødegaard? I love him. I love him. Martin Ødegaard.
Yeah?
Yeah. Great player. Big player for Arsenal as well. Yeah. So, yeah.
He's in Norway. So.
Magic.
But when you're finding out that you are quite good at football and you are thinking I'll play more, is there an academy in Toronto? I know there is, but from what age and when did you leave the hometown to move to Toronto to play football?
I was from academy. I always played from four to there's like house league, so nothing like recreational. I played there for probably like 2 years, 3 years. And then after that, I moved to a team called Brampton Blast.
Yeah.
I played there for a couple of years. And then I went to Academy, which is Atletico Toronto. And I've been there since however. And then moved to Toronto FC when I was 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Brampton Blast.
Yeah, Brampton Blast.
The lower teams in Norway is not called Blast.
Yeah.
Just Freddy and we need more of those names.
Yeah.
So from your 12 years old, I think you win this, Stefan.
Yeah.
You have been a player for Toronto FC.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you go all the grades up.
Yeah, I've been through everything.
Yeah.
Since I was 12. I think I spent like 6 months with my age group and then I always played 2 years up. So they helped me develop that way as well. So, and then at a young age, I signed second team and first team. So,
hører jo at det fullstendig kaos i bakgrunnen her, men det var jo ikke det vi startet, Steffen. Det et eller annet noe rydding eller noe sånt. Vi sitter på et Rosenborg sitt hotell i...
Det skal kjøres et sånt stoltog her plutselig, og det får vi bare...
Ja, får bare bære med oss. Men tilbake til Jaden. So you were... quite talented when you played with players 1 or 2 years older all the time.
Yeah.
So you've always been quite kind of skillful.
I say so. Yeah.
Humble.
And when we started doing research about you, it was especially one thing, you're very fast.
Yeah.
How fast are you?
I don't know. That's a hard question. I'll say I'm pretty fast. I'll say Alfonso Davis is fast. Yeah. But I'll be close to him.
Close to Alfonso Davis.
Yeah.
Have you done like track and field or like 100 meters or?
No, I once, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I won, I never lost a race.
You never lost a race?
No, I've done cross country as well. Never lost. So.
cross country as well.
Yeah.
So you were skillful there as well.
Yeah, I was.
So could have been. It's a world championship in cross country now coming up in Planica in Slovenia. You could have been there as well.
I don't know endurance. I don't know. And that's a lot of training, man. But cross country when we were smaller was different, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it cross country skiing?
No.
Running. I think you're
running.
Misunderstanding each other.
I never skied before. No.
Yeah, but you have Canadian skiers.
Yeah.
Devon
yeah.
Kershaw is a good skier.
If we learn now that you were a good cross-country skier, we would take you right to the slopes. Yeah. You got home, so.
But you talk about running.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Det her helt opp ikke jeg går på lyden. Opp ikke folk får med seg der, for det helt tomløst.
Hører du det, eller?
Jeg hører det godt, ja. Men vet du, vi fortsetter bare. Det en litt eldre dame som drar stolen langs bakken. Løft. Kanskje du kan oppe og løfte og hjelpe til, Steffen. And you played also for not just for the Toronto FC, but you were so good that you played for the national team as well.
Yeah.
And we have read about the under 17 championships. Tell us a little bit about that. When did you start playing for Canada as well?
Oh, man. Canada. I believe I started around 14. We didn't really have any like tournaments or nothing like that. We had a tournament U15. I played in Florida, and then we moved on to the U17 World Cup qualifiers. I did pretty well there, and then we had the U17 World Cup, and then I moved on very fast and straight into the men's national team. So,
at one time, you were one of the most or the most talented players in Canada.
Yeah,
and now you're in Rosenborg.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a good deal for Rosenborg.
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah.
And how close did you come to be a part of this World Cup squad last in December?
Close. Yeah. In terms of not making it, it was just a matter of older guys and how long they've been with the association with. So, but it was amazing to be with like a part of the preparation and in Bahrain with them. So it was fun.
How disappointing was it to be just left out?
It's disappointing, yes, because I was this close.
Yeah.
But it's something that brings more fire to me now because the next World Cup is in North America, so I'm working towards that to be a part of
that.
That's a
goal for you to be a part of that squad.
Yes.
I also had to ask about, because a lot of our listeners are. When we talk to Kjetil, he says that Jaden, he can be up front as a striker, he can be a left winger, and he can be a box-to-box midfielder on the left or right side, one of those three on the midfield.
Yeah.
What do you think yourself?
I agree.
You agree?
Yeah, I agree. I don't know what my best position is as of now, because last season was a lot of transitioning from winger to midfielder, box-to-box, so, and I started to like the midfielder role, so I don't know which position is the best, but for me, I like to be an inverted winger, so I'll say as a 10, really.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite.
Because there's an opportunity that you can play like 3-4-3.
Yeah.
And you could be like one of the, in the top three.
Yeah.
If you have like Ulisette, he's a tall, strong striker.
Yeah.
So that's like sounds like a good position.
Yeah, that sounds like something like I would be in for. So.
Yeah, but in the 3-5-2, then like there's no natural wingers. There's wing backs, but
yeah,
where do you see yourself?
I'll probably be inside or one of the strikers, like you said. So I'm able to adapt anywhere the coach wants you to play. I'll play.
Yeah. And the rumors are telling us that we have talked about your speed, your pace, you're fast, but you're also good technique, and you are, like you said, good cross-country runner. So it's quite a good package there.
Yeah, you can say that as well, yeah.
What's your ambitions with Rosenborg for this season then?
To win trophies, just be able to develop as well. So be able to win and be at the top, what I've read from Rosenborg, where they're always at the top in Champions League, Europa League. So being there again, so that's my goal.
Yeah, but do you have any personal ambitions? I want to play 20 games, I want to play regularly, I want to score.
Yeah, I want to play all the games.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to play all the games.
Of course, you have to play, not to sit on the bench.
Yeah.
And then we come to this humble beast, Stefan.
Yeah.
You just have one more footballing question, because you your record doesn't like tell the tale of a goal machine.
Yeah.
Put it mildly.
Yeah.
Are you? Is that does that lie in being? Or are you, is that, as that your like?
For me, growing up, I scored a lot of goals.
Yeah.
So it was hard for me at the MLS to transition my attacks to goals.
Yeah.
But I feel like here it'll be easier for me. And okay. I feel like the coaches will help me more to work towards that. And I feel like it'll be a good thing here and it'll be fun. So
if you play 30 games, we'll say 10 goals?
Yeah, 10 goals, 7 goals, a lot of assists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's nice to know what we can expect from you because now we know.
Yeah.
but this humble beast. This was.
We talked a bit about it.
Yeah.
When we left for the training camp.
Yeah.
And I like it. Humble beast.
Yeah. And we also tried to translate it in the first article we wrote after Jaden came.
What is it in Norwegian?
Ydmyk beist. Ydmyk
beist. Yeah, we had like ydmyk. That's humble.
Yeah.
And beast, like directly translated, it's beist.
Yeah.
But we went with vildyr, which is more like wild animal.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
A humble wild animal.
Yeah, you can say that, yeah.
But do you call yourself this one thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I even have it tattooed here.
You have it tattooed?
Huh? Oh, yeah, here.
Yeah, and then you have to explain to us, why do you call yourself the humble beast?
First of all, one of my favorite rappers, it's something that he says a lot. And for me, it resonated to me because you could be humble and at the same time, like, you don't want to mess with the person, or you know, so that translates on the pitch. Like, I'm humble off the pitch, but like on the pitch, like, I have no friends or anything. I just want to win, and I'm very competitive, and I feel like that's where the beast comes out of.
Once you step over that line,
yeah,
change your personality.
Yeah, exactly.
and you just showed us one of your tattoos.
Yeah.
I've seen that you have some tattoos.
Yeah.
Why?
It's just
it's very easy for me to end all sentences with why and just leave it to you.
I like them, and I like to put stuff that are meaningful to me, you know. So
what other meaningful tattoos do you
have? Well, this angel here is me, and then after he has humble beast on it, and then after I have a dove that represents things in my family, rose, cross. I'm religious as well, Christian, so, and there'll be more to come as well, but over the time that, you know.
Because we saw Edvard Tagseth with a new tattoo today, so
he just has his 2001, the year he was born.
Yeah.
On his stomach.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You should remember that. You should remember
that one.
You don't have to print it on your body.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, but you're a religious man.
Yeah.
Yeah. How so? How does it?
Growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Growing up, just going to church a lot. Obviously, football came into play as well, so I didn't get to spend as much time, but I still pray every day and things like that. So,
How does it affect your day, like being a religious man?
Just to do good, do good. That's it for me. My mom is very religious now, baptized as well. So in my family, it's a big thing. Oh. Yeah.
If you go to Jaden's Instagram account. You can see these pictures when they walk in big stadiums, and it looks like
you look like a superstar. Yeah. Yeah. I know Instagram is not reality, but I guess you are a superstar now playing for Rosenborg. But in some of the pictures, you look like a big superstar, huh?
Yeah.
Are you interested in like clothes and music?
Yeah, I'm interested in fashion, and I'm excited to see what's going on in China.
You will be disappointed.
Don't talk to Trondheim. This is the second time we're talking. But
compared to Toronto, I think the fashion market is.
How many people live in Toronto?
8-7 million.
Yeah, so it's bigger than Norway as well. We started this podcast asking about Drake, but for me as a footballer, then I'm more familiar with Insigne, with Giovinco, the players you played with.
Yeah.
We saw in $14 million. What's that the wage for Insigne?
No, I think it was more. Was it like he earned like $100 million? Nah, maybe not. It's like he earns an absurd amount of money.
Yeah.
I guess the foreigners in, like the big stars that comes to the MLS, has a is on another pay level than maybe like the local players.
or is
it depends?
It depends.
Depends. Yeah. It depends what club as well. What?
But this Insigne guy, he won the European Championship 3 years ago.
Yeah.
How is it to play with those stars?
Yeah, it's crazy because like Insigne, I used to play FIFA.
Yeah.
With him, you know, Bernadeschi, you know, so it's something that's cool. At the same time, you get to learn a lot from the biggest players in the world.
What can you learn from a guy like Insigne?
Yeah, at the time he was playing the same position as me.
Yeah.
So everything that he did after training, the free kicks, everything, the technique, I watched closely to take it and try to put some stuff into my game.
So everything we're going to see at Athletic and all this directly copied from the Valencia Insigne.
Copy paste.
Yeah.
We are closing, getting close to finish the podcast, but Aulstad, he husker etternavnet hans, som han har spurt om dette før, men Toronto, like you said, quite big football city.
Yeah.
How big are you in Toronto then? Can you walk in the streets on your own, or do you have to write autographs, or how is that?
Yeah, I can walk in the streets on my own, but yeah, I have to sign a couple autographs, take a couple pictures and whatnot, which comes with the life, so, no.
So there's Canadian superstars, you have Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And then Jaden Nelson, like.
No.
Just right under there.
No.
First place, Bieber. Quite second.
Yeah.
Last one. You are in Norway. Vetle has a question for you. In Norway, play on artificial turf. Yeah. A lot of games. You have to get used to that, or are you already used to that?
Well, growing up, we played on a lot of artificial grass, so I don't think it will be that much of a change. But I'll be used to it. Yeah.
And we won't see Jaden tomorrow, but on Sunday against Sandefjord, we'll probably see you playing for Rosenborg first time.
Hopefully,
because you're not no injuries.
No.
You're training regularly, and you're just the jet lag is almost getting over.
Yeah.
Are you getting used to it? The new time zone?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I am. I'm almost European. Yeah.
How is it to keep in touch with your family and being so far away?
It's hard. It's hard, but they've been helping as well, waking up a bit earlier, you know, to speak to me and whatnot, especially my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a change.
Yeah,
but
because
he has a girlfriend. Yeah. That's the information.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. And we always ask the new players that.
Yeah.
And me and Stefan are getting older and older.
Yeah.
So the question is, what should I say? Less and less pleasant to ask for us. It's difficult.
Yeah.
Because you're old?
Yeah, what's my? I have no business in asking a
20-year-old guy asking a 20-year-old guy if he has a girlfriend. Yeah.
But you have, you have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's back in Canada.
Yeah, she's gonna come over hopefully. So
So so when you get getting settled, she'll come over.
Yeah.
She an athlete as well?
No, not an athlete. No, she likes to go to the gym. So maybe potentially, hopefully.
Okay, Jaden. Thank you so much for your time.
Stefan.
Give us the you'll
the
get
rating.
You'll get the grading for your performances
like
in Rosenborg.
School again.
Yeah.
No, you have the chance to give.
I'll say him.
Oh, okay.
It's like a good 8. He's 8 out of 10.
Good 8.
You I'll my friend is like a 6.
A 6.
Not that bad. I heard it was worse.
Yeah.